I need a lady's opinion, 'cause I'm not a lady like a lady is.
Hey, Womansplainers. Thanks for tuning in for another week of our podcast. Welcome back. I am here with Ray.
Melissa.
And my Ray. Name is Cheryl. Wait, no, let me do that again. Go away. Look away. I am...
Who are you?
Okay. I'm Cheryl, and I'm here with...
Melissa.
And Ray.
And Sly.
Yep.
And the little baby's here.
And Ike's snurfling around somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Ike is here and loud. And we are here this week to talk about...
Brasiers.
Over the boulder.
I was like, yeah, it's over the boulder holders.
Yep. Thank you, remember going to my grandma and being like, I have to get a Victoria's Secret bra. It's so expensive. And she was like, how much is it? And I was like, $50. And she was like, what? Just wear Band-Aids. And I was like, grandma, no.
So this was a topic suggestion that we got. And then when I pulled on Twitter, people wanted us to talk about it. So bras, what are all the kinds and how do you figure out your size?
Good night. First of all.
Wait, is that from a woman or a man?
I hope it's from a man. But if it's from a woman, like, sister, get yourself to Victoria's Secret. Have them measure your boobies.
Oh, Victoria's Secret can't handle my boobies.
Me too.
That is true.
There's we do big boobies. And I was like, no girl, you don't. You do not.
I remember when I first went to Victoria's Secret, and I was like so excited that I could fit into their bras, because I had a breast reduction, and I was just like, I can fit into these bras now.
I'm a normal boob girl.
Yeah, because I have been measured at like department stores for bras too.
I don't think I've ever been measured.
Yeah,
I mean, you can measure yourself.
Yeah, you can.
You're doing a tape measure.
Google it.
Okay, for the men.
Yep.
This is your size.
Oh yeah.
A tape measure around. Just underneath your boobs, and that is
the number.
So 36, right? Mm-hmm. That's the number you're looking for. And then to get your cup size, you bend over.
Yep.
Do you?
So mm-hmm. that your boobs hang down.
Like udders. Cool.
Like udders.
That's what I always think. That's like, exactly when I'm in doggy like style udders. And I look down, I'm like, fucking
this,
udders.
Yeah. What doggy style? Right? I'm like, this is not like, attractive.
Don't look down.
You're like, I can't look down there.
Whatever you do.
I want to hold these, but I also have to hold
just
up my
put a bra
weight.
Back
also,
on.
That's like exciting. And I'm like, it's not. Okay,
it's
whatever.
It's not. I mean, no, look away from my udders.
Enjoy it however much you wait. You will. Anyway, you bend over. And then you measure how many inches down from your chest to your nipple.
What?
And that's A, B, C, D, an inch for each letter.
Okay, I just want to say that at Victoria's Secret, they've never had me bend over.
I thought it was you did a round. So you go under, mm-hmm. and then you bend over, and then you do the circumference around.
Victoria's Secret has never had me bend over.
That's because Victoria's Secret is not going to have you take your top off.
I was like, don't make me show you my udders.
Down.
So because there is a lot of breast tissue that can kind of live like underneath your armpits, that's why they tell you to bend over so that you can get like your actual size.
I see.
But I always have done like, so you do underneath and then you bend over and then you do around, but like around your nipples. And then you subtract this and this.
Yeah, it was just basically the
There's
same thing.
There's some subtraction.
What I'm saying.
Holy shit, you're this just is way looking more complicated
for,
than I thought.
You're just looking for the distance from your nipple to your chest.
Okay.
And you can get that a few different ways, right?
So
however,
just different
way which.
Math. Gotcha.
And that's an inch for each letter.
A1, B2, C3, mm-hmm. D4, yep. Double D5. And then you get up into like
FGHIJ.
A bunch of other letters.
Whatever.
That they don't sell.
Yeah, you know where we all live.
And the best thing about 2018 is that they have all these online stores with a million different ways to purchase your bras. Because no two boobs are the exact same size unless you had them done, which then is awesome.
Okay, I do want to say mine are incredibly symmetrical. Nice. I cannot tell them apart. So, like, my number one, because I want to get a breast lift so bad. Yeah. I want them to be under my chin again.
Uh-huh.
But I'm, like, afraid that, like, the surgery itself will then make them unequal. And
it
I'm
might.
Like, oh!
Yeah.
I mean,
it might, yeah. Yeah. You don't know.
I know.
That's the problem. That's the scary thing about.
The struggle is real. Can I hold your baby?
The surgery. Yeah, so that's how you get your size. It's a little bit of math, but that's how you get, like, so if you're a 36 double D, you're 36 around, and then there's a 5 inches difference from your around to like the fullness of your breast.
Yeah.
My breast.
When you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Obviously not a full perk.
And you like you're spot on that like they're not symmetrical most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are pretty big difference, but like my right boob's only slightly bigger than my left.
Yeah.
And only yeah. really
right.
can I ever really notice it.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to have, like, one, like, a whole cup size different for, like, between each boobs unless you've had a mastectomy or something like that. But, like, for the most part, like, there's, like, little differences
yeah.
or, like, some women, like, we're
– Some nipples are higher than others or
mm-hmm. – Yeah. But also, like, some women just have such big boobs that they can't buy, like, a traditional bra at, like, Victoria's Hello. Secret or somewhere. Like, they pretty much carry up through double D and that's it.
No, that's not yeah. true. So
– Or online.
Oh, no. They do so carry they do triple D.
I'm a 32 triple D, but they only carry like 4 bras in that
yeah.
size.
Yeah.
So if I get any bigger and stay at a 32, like I'm kicked out of Victoria's Secret.
Right. So I didn't realize that a triple D, yeah.
So, yeah. So they do have a triple D, but it's in the smaller band and size. I don't think you can go and get a 42 triple D at Victoria's Secret.
I don't know.
Like, I don't think that's a thing.
But I think it is a little interesting. I won't go into the full, like, how this works, but there is, like, the cross sizes. So I could potentially fit into a 34 double D mm-hmm. and it be, like, similarly sized. So,
yeah. So you can go down a cup size and up a bandwidth
right.
and be the same size.
And be similarly sized.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I am knocking on that devil's door of not being able to fit into Victoria's Secret. It's so annoying because.
You skinny ass, big titted bitch.
I mean, yes, the struggle is real. I get it. First world problems. But it is annoying when Instagram and Facebook is trying to like market me all this super cute, small tittied shit. And I'm like, I don't fucking fit into yeah. that. Or my nipples fall out. Like, right. get out of here. And then they like switch into plus size.
Yeah.
And I'm like right in this fine line of like, I'm not in a plus size.
Yeah, because you're skinny.
Or not in a
you're
normal thin. One. Yeah. And
because
so I just have to go to like
bras aren't
porno
coming in
people's.
A 24.
Yeah, exactly. yeah. And so I'm just like a whole lot of rage over here. I only have like 5 bras.
I think in general, there's a whole lot of rage for bra shopping.
Really?
I
mean, yeah.
They used to it's be just stupid. Like 4 kinds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
like we were men shopping for pants.
Yeah.
And when realistically, there needed to be a lot of different things yeah. going on, especially because it's so delicate, like next to our skin all day.
It has to be so perfect.
So comfortable. You know,
yeah.
we
yeah.
some of us want us to lift. Some of us need separations. Some of us just need to hold them together. Some of us don't want to wear them at all.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Costa Rica, I piled all of my sports bras into my suitcase. And it was the best fucking week of my life. Not nice. Just because of Costa Rica. Because
you were just wearing sports bras.
I didn't have to wear a fucking bra. I went 9 days without wearing a bra, guys.
That's pretty
That's amazing.
9
I don't know. I've never tried it. I don't know that I could do it. I think
I mean,
just
sports bra.
So used to. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I wasn't like living fancy free with sure. them flip flopping. That would be. My nipples are too sensitive.
I find sports bras to be less comfortable than regular bras.
Really?
Yeah.
I want them to be strapped to my body.
I used to be that way. I actually used to when I was younger. This is a lot of TMI about me. I'm not embarrassed about this though. But I had really big. I think we've talked about this. I had really yeah. big boobs at a young age. So I had a breast reduction when I was 14, which some people might be like, "What the actual fuck?" But like, don't worry about it. I went to a doctor and the doctor was like, yep, you just got big tits. And I probably
those titties are big, girl.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a lot of people for a lot of people, it's like, well, you just need to lose weight. But for me, it was literally just all breast tissue.
Yeah.
Like puberty just like hit me like a ton of bricks. And so had it done and I'm super I like have no regrets because I don't think I would have made it through high school because I was so body conscious. But because I was self-conscious about my body and about like my breast size, like I dress like a boy, I would wear 2 sports bras sometimes and a hoodie.
Yep.
Even
yep.
after I had the surgery, like I would sometimes wear like 2 bras. I would sleep in a bra. Like I was very like self-conscious about my boobs.
You'd sleep in a bra?
I slept in a
for
bra.
For fuck's sake.
For
what kind
a
of life?
Really long time. I probably didn't
I do too.
What? I didn't stop sleeping in a bra until I got much older.
Because my grandma told me.
Really like high up.
My grandma told me that if you sleep in a bra, it keeps your boobs perky.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I think it's unhealthy.
I've heard it's really unhealthy.
But they also said that if you sleep in a bra with an underwire, then it can like destroy the tissue underneath. So that if you are going to wear one, get like a sports bra or just like a t-shirt. Kind
of. I just can't now. I just need like, now I'm like, every time I could come home from work, I'm like, they're free.
Yeah, I can't sleep with clothes on.
Yeah. I undressed after work the other day and Alex was laying on the bed and I like took my bra off and I just like ran my hands really quick, like over my boobs. And he was like, are your tits itchy? And I was like, no, I just took my bra off. Like I need to like,
you need to like,
yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but it's one of the best feelings in the world to take your fucking bra off.
It's amazing.
You know, just like flip, flap like, them.
You're like, no, I just,
like, don't look at my tits. This is not a sex thing. This is I need to get out of this bra.
I'm the same way. Like if I'm like in the, like getting undressed for the night and I like go up and like take my shirt off and take my bra off, like Ian will just kind of like do like a like eyebrows doing? Head yeah, nod yeah. Like hey girl, and I'm like no,
this go is, away this is my moment
freedom time.
Like walking through the house with any sorts of nudity, Ben's like hey. I was like no, just showering. Like
mm-hmm. I'm about to shower, so look away.
This isn't for you, bro.
I'm
this
putting clothes yeah when I first bought my first bra, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you guys, when girls get boobs, it is the most weirdest thing in the entire
that could be
thing.
Its whole
because
episode.
I don't know if for you guys, but for me, the nipples come out.
Oh, like first. Banana tits is
little
what they call them.
Banana tits,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
Just little boop.
As you call them, the little nip boobs.
Nip boobs, yeah. And I don't know. I'm sure my mom noticed, but we were doing other things. We were distracted with life. Maybe the fact that I was on my period. I have no idea. But my best friend was the one that was like, hey.
Oh, that's so nice of
she
her.
She was looking out for
Thank
you.
Thank God.
I don't know that it was like, so, I mean, she's my best friend. Yes, she's looking out for me. Yes, I love her dearly. But sometimes she's not always like tactful and as like
I think as
young,
a teenager, you're probably just so
yeah,
sensitive.
Like sixth grade, I think.
Looking
fifth
at
or
my
sixth
tits.
Grade. And I was, you know, a little bit chubbier than she was, so like my little nip boobs were like bigger than maybe hers. Uh-huh. Anyway, I just remember feeling mortified and embarrassed, and even when I got my first little bra that just like goes around
the
training
bra,
that's basically just fabric to like push in your little knit boobs a little bit.
A little elastic underneath it looks like the top of a camisole.
It really does.
Yeah,
do anything. Like you could still, when I'm wearing a shirt and I'm looking back at pictures and I'm like, oh, and there's her little knit boobs that she just that just popped out of her body. I'm like just waiting for the rest of the boob to come in so they didn't look crazy.
I honestly have no memory of like pre-boob boobs. I swear to God, I went to bed one day flat as a board and then woke up the next day with double D's. Like in my memory, I like blacked out through half of puberty and I just woke up with like giant tits one day.
Oh man.
That's crazy.
I remember vividly like almost a whole year of knit boobs. I was come on. The rest of you just need to come out.
Yeah.
Good night. This looks weird.
I can't remember. Did I talk about my over the summer tits?
I think when we talked about freshman to sophomore,
came back with full C's.
Because I remember Cameron was like, Cheryl, no one was judging you for coming back with some full C's.
Oh, except the guy who yelled implants at me for a full year. I remember before that it was like flat, full.
I remember thinking, did those girls get implants over the summers?
That was
like
me.
A handful of
that
girls.
Was me.
Yeah.
No, that was how it was for me. Like, I was just like, nothing. And now you have the biggest tits in the world. And I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I think I'm dying. Yeah.
At 14, that's got to be hard.
It was like, yeah. No, it was.
Did you tell people that you got it done or were having it done? Or like, how did that go? Like, socially?
I mean, people knew. Like, my best friend knew some of my, you know, it's funny because, When you're in a ward as a kid, you're like weirdly close to all your neighbors. And again, like for non-Mormon listeners, a ward is like
geographical, it's your neighborhood
community.
Yeah. It's like your church community slash but also where you live, so it's like your neighbors are also in your ward. So like one of my neighbors was a nurse, and she would come change my tubes, and like, and her daughter was like in like my age and like in my friend so group.
She was away,
so I'm sure that like she knew, like people knew, and like the guy who did the surgery was in our ward.
Your
and
bishop, just
sorry, bishop. No, he was just like it was a plastic surgeon that lived in our ward, and he did it, and
so like, it wasn't a secret.
No.
But also, it was like kind of a weird topic to talk about.
I didn't talk about it for a really long time, but I also didn't, like, after I had it done, it wasn't like I was suddenly like, I'm flaunting my body.
No.
It was just like, oh, good, now I can live my life and not want to kill myself.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still wore
the
sports bras and dark baggy hoodies.
Right. It wasn't like getting eyelash extensions where you're
flutter, flutter, flutter.
Oh, well, yeah, this is natural.
Yeah.
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 Like, I don't think that anyone really would have. I don't think anyone really would have noticed like a huge difference. It's not
what
like,
did you go down to size wise?
I went down to a C. And I'm a double D now, obviously, because I just got older, but it's like it's okay because it's sort of like now I feel like my body and my age like match my boobs, and I'm not like embarrassed about it anymore.
Right. Yeah,
now I'm like double D,
double D.
but at the time I was like, oh my god, I'm a monster, like, you know.
Yeah.
Puberty monster.
Do you guys watch Big Mouth?
Yes.
I love it. I'm like halfway through season two. Oh, so good.
It. It's so good.
Hormone monster.
Yeah. Okay. So that's size. That's how you find your size.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about types. There are a lot of types. So we've already mentioned
sports bra.
Sports bras.
Underwire.
Underwire bras. Well, there's like training bras too.
Yeah.
Which are like for girls.
Just like cloth to cover your nips.
I think that like a bralette is like woman's training bra.
Yeah. Yeah. Those don't fit me.
No, they're not for big boobs.
Nope, not at all. Even like the ones that on Instagram that are like for larger boobs, bralette. And it's like, no, that's just a full bra with just some lace on it. Yeah. Like, shut your fucking mouth.
A bralette is exactly. It's basically like, it's like a little, it's like just a cute like piece of material that you like put on your boobs that like, it doesn't really do anything. Like, there's not usually
it's
any
for
support.
Show.
Yeah, and it's for just small like titties.
Or women who have implants because their boobs hold themselves up.
Oh, yeah.
So
lucky.
You can
you don't need that lift.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you can look real cute in a bra. I know I like see women wearing bralettes. I'm like, that's so cute. I could never wear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have bras with lace on them that I like to portray as a bralette, but they're not. They still have wires.
There was so I was at Victoria's Secret and I was buying bras, and the woman who was at the register checking me out, like I could see she kind of had like a see-through like top on, and I could see she was wearing like this really cute lacy bra, and I was like, wait a minute. What is that? Where did you get that? I want it. Is it here? Please point me in the direction of that undergarment. Which is not a weird thing to ask when you're like, that seems weird.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret is like a different kind of world. Yeah.
You're buying bras. And so, and she's like, oh yeah, it's one of our bralettes. And I was like, oh yeah, I can't really wear bralettes. And she, and I was like kind of confused because she was like much
bigger,
a bigger woman than me. And she's like, neither can I. She's like, I wear one of our like push-up bras and then the bralette over it. And I was like,
ugh.
Cheater.
Cheater.
Cheater. But that's what
it's just a t-shirt.
Yeah. So that's what a bralette is. It's like, usually like lace or fabric, and it's just like
push-up bra has some extra foam in it.
Make those titties up by your chin.
And if I wear those,
they
porn
go
star.
Up, they go up to your chin in a bad way.
I am a porn star.
Porn star.
100% porn star.
The push-up bras that are like half the cup is foam. I can't wear those.
I don't wear
because
them
my boob because your boobs fall out of them.
They're sitting on
it's a shelf
top.
Bra. Yeah. So if you
if
my
you
test
bend over,
is bend over because if my tip falls out, I don't want
you
it.
Can't.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need a full coverage. Cup.
And as exciting as that might sound to some of you listeners,
it actually it's.
That's
agonizing.
The beginning of a horror story to us women.
Yeah. And I honestly don't. I mean, like maybe like that's the thing is maybe like for some women who have smaller boobs, like. To kind of like give them some lift and like push them together and like get cleavage, like push-up bras make sense. But for me, I don't need that. And so for me, a push-up bra just like puts them up to my chin, and then I'm like
creates
suffocating,
a problem.
Right.
And then they just fall out
like instant pillows for
you. Like
an
look down,
nap.
And then you got to nip out
exactly.
Which I don't even want to go into for this episode, but like then trying to find a bikini. Give me a fucking break. Like literally it's just like brings tears to my eyes. It's so stressful.
The best thing that has ever happened to like women's swimwear is when they started treating tops and bottoms separately.
Yeah.
And when they started making, and it's funny because when I was a kid, I was like, why the fuck can't they just make a swimsuit top that is like a bra? Why can't I go and buy a swimsuit top that's like, this is a 36 double D and it has underwire and it holds up your tits and it does all the things that a bra does, but it's a swimsuit. How hard is that?
Sometimes I just wear a sports bra as a top to like the ocean.
And
I'm
just like,
I don't care.
But it took the swimwear industry a fuck off long time to get to that years. Point. And now they're like, there's companies like Swimsuits for All that they're like
Athleta.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you can get
Shields has like a lot of great
bigger
tops that have wires in
exactly.
them.
So it took them, I know, it like took a stupid long time, but that's like that was a huge pain in the ass for
now
sure.
My problem is one pieces. Like I think there's a lot of cute one pieces, but I have an extra small bottom and an extra large top, and there's just no winning.
Unless you get one that kind of has like something in the top, like an underwire or push up. Like it just like pushes your boobs down and it like looks weird.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the types of straps. Oh. So you have like the razorback, strapless. They just go straight around.
Oh, those are bullshit.
You have to buy them like three sizes too small to get them to like stay on their job. Your tits.
Mm-hmm. Razorback goes and connects in the back. In the and it crosses in the back. Halter top.
Around the neck.
Is just, it holds around the neck.
One
and comes
shoulder
down.
Could be.
That's usually like for swimsuits, though. I haven't seen very many bras that do that.
True.
Well, you get the strapless and then you like do the strap itself. Like, you know how you can like have the detachable straps and then like make it into whatever bra you need.
Oh, I see. Like you could halter a bra if you, I could. Okay. I gotcha.
There's also like the different clasps. Like there's the front. Oh, which is always a little switcheroo. Like, ha, 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 you can't get in here.
So, so most dudes probably think of, like, the normal clasp where it's in the back and it's a hook and eye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, sometimes, like, two. Sometimes it's, like, four. If you're, like, if you're buying, like, a hardcore, like,
four.
This is a, like,
mine
the strapless.
Standard two to three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, most of them are.
Almost always a three.
Yeah.
The push. Strapping those bitches down.
The strapless bra that I have has four because it's like there's extra work happening here that needs to hold these
We're
bad boys up.
Yeah.
Well, there's more like cup types than just push-ups and like bralettes, though. There's just like your standard full coverage and then there's demi.
What's a demi?
So the bra I'm wearing right now is a full. So like the
covers
cup
the
comes
whole
up
breast.
To here. It covers the whole breast. But demis like are like half. And I hate those because your boob also falls out of those. And it's not a push-up because it doesn't have like the foam padding. It's just like...
A lot of girls will wear the demis with specific dresses, or it kind
low-cut
of
dress.
Gives you a cute line in like t-shirts in the summer. Like I've got a cute
line. I can't wear a demi with a t-shirt because you just see the line cutting across my boob, and then I've got like bubbling
muffin
out at the top.
Muffin top on
I
the
like
tit.
Muffin top. Boob muffin top.
Bender. Which just means that we've got the wrong size.
I know.
Yeah.
One,
like, boobs fluctuate. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah. They're the first to go besides your face.
Yeah. If you when you lose weight, like, your boobs might get a little smaller, and then suddenly you're like, my bras are huge. Or if, like, you gain a little weight, you're like, oh, my God, I'm muffin topping out of this bra. Like, so fickle.
I have two lace bras that like have no padding. I prefer padding because I have RT like almost
during
all
the
time.
Winter.
Yeah, like
don't
come
mess
on, give me
with
a break.
Bra with no padding. Yeah.
But I do have lace, and I think as I get older, I give less fucks if I have RT or not. And then I'm also like, it's so nice not to have padding. I'm like, I can feel everything under there. But I like look at something wrong, and I have RT. So
you got those sensitive nips.
Yeah, but after breastfeeding, my nips are constantly at attention just because they're used to being sucked on.
Sit down, nipples.
Yeah, lay down.
Sit down.
They're like, but I need to be ready at a moment's notice. What if your baby needs food?
I'm here for food.
I'm doing my biological job.
Yeah,
mine are just mad. It's cold.
Like I'll see like Game of Thrones or whatever, I'm like, all of these women have a lot of like their nipples are just like out there. I was like, is that a porn thing? Did they all have these stickers that give you perfectly like erect nipples? Are they shooting cold air into the room constantly? What's happening?
In Friends, Do you remember Rachel and Monica's nipples?
Yeah.
They came forward after the show was over and said that they would keep it really cold and that they wouldn't allow them to wear bras.
Ugh. Oh, that's messed up.
That's weird.
A lot of nips. Inappropriate.
Yeah, so we just mentioned another type. There's padded and not padded.
Yep.
Thinly padded is my jam.
Yeah.
Just so it's padded. Not like full nip all day.
Yeah, because if there's too much padding, then there's a boob sweat situation. Yeah.
Well, then I'm just a hardcore porn star.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's not what I'm going for today.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about bralettes, demi, full coverage, sports bras, padded bras, push-up bras, non-padded bras, straps, regular straps. Racer back, halter, strapless.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, closures. I exclusively buy front closure now.
What?
Yeah.
Nice. It does fit me differently. Why do you choose that?
Because it separates more.
Uh-huh.
And then it's also easier. It's easier to get on. It separates more. And front closures tend to have racer backs. And yep. I like racer backs because then my straps aren't always falling off.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That definitely like pushes my boobs in a different way. I don't know that I do like it or I don't like it, but it is definitely different from the other direction. I always feel like when I'm putting that type of bra on that I'm putting on like gun holsters.
Yeah.
Like I always feel like the shit when I'm putting that on. I'm like, yeah. Like,
that would make me want to get them more. Like,
yeah, it's awesome. You're just like, you put it on like a jacket and you like cinch it up and you're like, boom. Yeah.
Yeah, Alex can never figure that one out.
Oh, Ian can't either.
Yeah, just do it yourself.
I'm sure that a lot of guys practice like the hook and eye back closure, and they're like, "Yeah, we got this. We could take this bra off and so in under 3 seconds." And then we were like, "Surprise, we have front closure now!" And they're like, "What the fuck is this?" Because it's like a harder. It's
always go trickier. To the back and be
level
like,
up, oh. bitches. Level up.
Yeah, exactly. Time to level up. Because it is. It's a different closure. And it's funny because even Ian's like, wait, so I pinch it in and then I do what? And then how do I? And
it's like, kind of hard for us.
Let me do it.
Like, I have to look down. And I'm like, what am I doing again? Because there's like a break. You got to like break it in half and then you got to pull it in the right direction.
And it's like a pinch and then a slide.
Pinch slide.
Yeah, but like
a slide.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys figured it out on your own.
Yeah, figure it out.
We're not going to give you all the damn secrets.
Yeah.
You men. What is that it? Mm-hmm. Everything? Oh, yeah. Underwire. There are some bras that don't have underwire. I don't even know why those exist.
I don't even know what that is.
They're for women that don't need bras.
I know. And I'm just like,
ugh. Give me the wire.
Yeah.
Also,
I have to have
it.
If
a wire
I have to.
Breaks and snaps and then you experience
there.
What I call shish kaboob.
You know what you should do is just pull it out. My mom was like, why didn't you pull it out? And I was like,
I always pull it out.
I'm always jabbing it back in.
Yeah.
And then I stab myself all night.
Right. So like you pull it out. So it pokes through the fabric and you pull it out, but then you have a useless fucking bra.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, for one.
I mean, you're going to throw it away. Or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to get home. But I was just stabbing myself until I bled.
I don't know if it's they've started making bras better or what, but like I haven't had that
start
happen.
Buying them better. Were you buying Victoria's Secret as like a teenager?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was buying like Mervyn's shitty. As a teenager.
Yeah.
That's and I would wear it
true.
The same bra every day.
Walmart.
Yeah, bras are expensive, and
they're so expensive.
Especially if you're boobie.
Can they just be like $10, like a pair of panties?
Please,
no.
Come on.
Unfortunately,
$35 is like a cheap bra with a coupon.
Yep.
Especially
if you wanted to do all the shit you needed to do.
I remember
and look and feel as good.
I slept over at a friend's house, and I was like on the couch, and I woke up and. One of the guys that lived there came out and he like grabbed my bra off the chair and he was like, what is this? And I was like, that's my bra. And he was like, what? And he like stuck his whole face in one of the cups and he was like, this is huge. And I was like, yeah, I know your girlfriend is not a triple D. I get it. Like, it's so funny. Like, just looking at...
A large
the
bra.
Small size bras when you go into a store and you're like, this would literally cover my fucking nipple.
My nip.
Yeah.
The grass is always greener.
Yeah. All me and both my sisters have huge boobs. And so it's funny, like my brother just grew up around like just fucking giant bras that you could like put on your whole head and wear as a hat. Like,
Like, sometimes I lean over Alex so that he can just hoist them up and give me like a 1 minute break. And I'm like, oh, he's
worst
like a shelf.
Job he ever has to do.
I know. He's like, this isn't so bad. I'm like, yeah, let me is just enjoy this. Job? Shut your mouth.
Did you guys see that? So the Try Guys, my sister showed me this video. So it was like the Try Guys try having like boobs for a day. Mm-hmm. And basically they had like these bungee cords with weights around their shoulders.
Right.
And they just like went about their day and lived their life like having, I think it was like C-cup boobs.
Then they realized why our lower backs hurt.
Yeah. And they were like, oh my God, like my back hurts. Like this bra is uncomfortable. Like I'm tired. Like I can't, like doing like yard work was harder. Like all these like regular things that they would just do was harder because they had 10 pounds on their chest. And I'm like, yeah, motherfuckers, that shit is exhausting.
Yeah. And it really does hurt your back.
That's why you need bras, because you just have to like hoist
support.
That stuff up and support
hold that
it.
Shit up.
But then bras are uncomfortable. Yep. It's just, it's always a problem.
You can't win.
I know. Mm-hmm. Can't win for losing, as my mom always said. What else we need to talk about with bras? I think that's pretty much it.
I mean,
there's like lacy bras and there's like colored bras and there's
also
like
also there's
white
the
bras,
whole movement of like free the titties and and also
that's also uncomfortable. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, it's not working for me. But do it if you want to.
Oh yeah, if you don't want to wear a bra, like you.
But
do
I also don't
you.
Know. I don't know. It doesn't feel like to me that the man is making me wear a bra. It feels like I'm chosen to wear a bra. So
no, definitely
it doesn't feel.
Like the radius of where they live to my face is like why I need to wear a bra. Mm-hmm. But if I got a breast lift, I'm fucking ditching that shit. Like I just need them to be hoisted by my own skin instead of by a wire. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So when I wear a sports bra, they're like in and they're up. And if I'm trying to do yoga in a sports bra, I will suffocate myself. Like if I'm trying to do like
downward dog,
or like wheelbarrow or even candlestick where you're like laying on your back and your legs are up, like my like they're around my neck. And so I actually bought this thing called a boob buddy, which
I love.
It holds, and actually it's good for like running too. So like your sports bra is holding your boobs up. But your boobs are still jiggling up, right?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing holding them on the top. So this thing is a strap that goes around the top. And so it's pushing from the top, and then your sports bra is pushing from the bottom, and it holds your boobs completely still.
Boob buddy, huh?
Fucking buy it. They're amazing.
I'm going to buy it right now.
Never in my whole life have I been able to like jog or do yoga without suffocating myself.
Oh, anytime I do like jumping jacks and HIIT, I just hold my tits.
Yeah, same.
Or even in like Sculpt and yoga, I'll just do the legs and then hold my tits.
You just hold, yeah.
Yeah.
I do the same.
It hurts.
Yeah, it does. It hurts when they bounce around. So like I do the same thing with jumping jacks where like I either just put my hands in like this and do like jumping jacks with my legs, or I put the boob buddy on and it holds it still.
So in wheelbarrow or candlestick or whatever, I remember I was in that position and I was up and I came back down and I hate it when people fucking talk to me unsolicited fucking conversations. This like older man came up to me afterwards and he was like, "Hey, you just need to like space your body further from your face when you're in wheelbarrow." And I was like, I don't think you quite understand that those are my tits and I can't make them go away.
Yeah. If your balls were up on your fucking chest, you'd feel the same way.
Like, okay, cool. Yeah. I can't fucking pose my body different, asshole.
Yeah.
There's also this other pose called dolphin where I won't try to explain it, but your arms
up,
are
everyone.
Trying to go underneath your belly. But if you have big tits, you literally can't do it.
Yeah. Anything like stretching, like trying to stretch your arms in front of your chest.
Oh, yeah. When Alex tries to like crack my back, I'm like, wait, I gotta fix my tits.
These need to be above.
I'm like, hold on. Yeah. I'm like, wait, I need to, like, don't grab me yet. I'm like, I'm not positioned quite correct.
Oh, my God, same.
Absolutely.
If Ian's ever like, here, let me crack your back, I'm like, hold on, I need to like protect the girls.
Like, hoist them and then go
you
under.
Need to be underneath.
Then, like,
them.
Yeah, protect them.
It's, it's complicated. Yeah, boobs. It's hard having
boobs,
you guys.
The life is rough,
Jesus.
Man.
Just, fight the good fight. Find a good bra.
You mean gravity? Is
if
that
you've got
the good
muffin
fight?
Top, or if the straps are falling off, or side boob coming out, then just... Mm-hmm. Then you got the wrong bra and go find one.
Yeah. And measure, don't be embarrassed about, like, I don't know, to me... like, I used to be so embarrassed by, like, oh my God, I can't be a size bigger and in like pants and bras. And so then I would just was wearing pants that like my like I'd bend over my ass would show or like I was muffin topping and like nothing fit. And
you it's
like,
always look better in stuff that fits you.
Yeah, get
like
stuff
it's supposed
fits.
To fit you.
Yeah. Exactly.
And if you're losing or gaining weight and fluctuating, just get a few so you can go up and down with it. Just invest in every size that you go.
Especially feel like good. As a, well, not especially, but like I think I also felt that a lot as a teenager. Like you're growing, like don't fight it. Go get a bigger bra.
Yeah.
There's lots of websites now that will accommodate all the bra sizes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where do you buy bras actually?
Online only.
But like what companies? What's like Frederick's?
I do Victoria's Secret, Torrid. But mostly in store, so I only get
Torrid.
Like, oh, Torrid, right. Yeah.
Yeah, Torrid has really cute bras. I know that like my sister used to get stuff from Frederick's of Hollywood, which had bigger sizes. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one that's like half porno.
The last
it
one
does
I got
really porny. Uh-huh.
Third Love.
But they're expensive.
Yeah, man. That's why I hate them.
I know.
Them.
Yeah. So but. I bought a bra from Third Love and it was really comfortable.
Oh, how was it? Tell me.
It's it was really comfortable, but it wasn't like I don't know. It was very. It didn't have like any padding. It seriously felt like I was wearing nothing.
Uh huh.
But it kind of like made me uncomfortable after a while because I was like, I need a little bit of padding.
Okay. Is it so like I just stopped. The nipple cinch or like it wasn't enough lift? Was there a wire?
They yeah, don't. There was a wire.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't like it as much as I like my Victoria's Secret bras.
Yeah.
And well, it also
it's so particular. Like I could send back a bra like 90 fucking times before I got the right one.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't know why, but like in my old age, I'm just super all about front closure and racer back because I can't fucking deal with my straps falling off all the time.
I know. I can't feel like deal I'm like turning into my grandma and I'm pretty sure she had no shoulders. And I'm just like, what's happening? Like anytime I need to tighten
every
my bra,
fucking
I'm like,
time.
Have I lost my shoulders? It's like, does everyone else see my shoulders? Is everything still there?
Yeah, I'm that same. I'm the same way. So I'm like very particular about it.
Yeah, and I've gotten a few from Target that I really like.
Oh. They sell big sizes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll have to go check it out. I remember we were walking in Target and we were walking down like the main aisle and there were all these bralettes and I kept stopping and whimpering. Max was like, come on. And I was like, I know, I just really like them. They're wear. So cute.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely, they go up to double D. Oh, triple
nice.
D.
I will say though, this has all been like big boob issues for
that's
ladies.
That's true. Yeah. Tiny titty problems. Write us in.
Yeah. If you have small
tell
boobs,
us what the issues are
us.
With tiny titties.
I think the biggest.
I mean, I enjoy having large breasts, so I'm not tiny titty envious or anything. But
I am.
It just creates a lot of additional like bra issues. I think probably
and
the
slutty
biggest
issues.
Thing?
That's my problem. I hate. Looking like slutty.
Everything. Oh, you're talking about like everything. Or you seem
you
like everything makes.
And people still notice your big
the
boobs.
The turtleneck
so
is almost
matter.
Worse.
Yeah, when you have big boobs, it's hard to not notice them. They're just there. Like, that's what I always say. I'm like, sorry.
I would take a seat.
I'm just going to have cleavage in this shirt because that's just how things are. How
I have
it is.
Cleavage in every shirt.
Yeah. It's like impossible to not. Yeah. I think the biggest like complaint I hear from women who have smaller boobs is that they wish they were bigger. But I even think that that's kind of changing. Like, I think a lot of women are just like, whatever. Like, I'm cool with my size no matter what it is. And I'm just embracing it.
Which is good. Just
way less
embrace what
sweating
you have.
It with little boobs. I'd love a lot less sweat and a lot less wires.
Yeah. But a lot of women are like, you know, like, that's why women get implants. Because they're like, I don't feel as feminine. And like,
yeah, but with implants, you don't have a lot of sweat. And you don't need wires. That's the
they
thing.
They hold themselves up. It's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. They defy fucking gravity.
Yeah.
Give me a C.
Sly, what do you think?
Hi, Sly.
He like looked like he was gonna talk.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
All you can hear is just like like baby noise.
A snap.
So
tits.
All right,
that's it.
Bras.
That's all the kinds. And that's
now you know all the secrets.
Ladies, get a bra that fits you right. And men, there's all the secrets of all the different types
unlock
of bras.
That bra.
It's not anything you need to know or worry about, but there it is for your enjoyment you know. And your education.
Bras?
Purposes.
Question mark.
If you have more questions about
anything,
any other clothing articles or anything at all, you can text us, call us, leave a thing on Facebook.
Yeah. Send us a question and come back and listen again next week. Thanks, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.